This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Everyone in our country has a voice. It's something that says not just where you come from, but who you are. Welcome to NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of podcasts and a celebration of the hosts in journalism who've always spoken truth to power. Our voices are as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as the Black experience, and stories should never be about us without us. Find NPR Black Stories, Black Truths on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. What a second hour we have for you on this Funky Flashback Friday. The great Hall of Fame boxing trainer, Teddy Atlas, will join us in about 30 minutes. You do not want to miss that. We got the big Devin Haney, Ryan Garcia fight coming up. And of course, we want to talk to him about Tyson Paul, Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul. As well. But first, we're going to stick with the NBA. And Rob, I want to throw a question at you. All the playoffs are, you know, exciting, and there's always a lot on the line. And, you know, it's a chance, Rob, for players to cement or improve or begin their legacies. And so I'm going to throw a question at you, really two, but I'll start with the first, with one.
All right, I'm listening.
Which player, Rob, that does not have a championship ring yet would benefit the most from winning one this year?
Who does not have one?
Does not.
Well, who doesn't have one? I mean, we're not Embiid
Jason
doesn't have
Tatum.
One.
Tatum. Joel Embiid, Jalen Brunson, Damian Lillard.
I don't look at Jalen Brunson in that vein. I got to be honest.
Like, okay.
I just don't. And that's no disrespect to him, Chris. I've never thought, oh, my God.
In what vein?
Jalen Brunson has to win a championship. Like he's what I'm saying. Like he's not under that kind of microscope or pressure. That's what I'm saying.
No, he's under no pressure.
Right.
We talked about it before. Very few small players have led a team.
Well, you would be like, oh, my God, Jalen Brunson played and he didn't win a championship.
No, he's not on that.
Now, Damian Lillard's different, Chris, because he joined Giannis. Oh, he's different.
Yeah.
His is totally on a different – had he not won in Portland, Chris – nobody's killing him, right? Nobody's killing
him.
But
now, if he doesn't win –
right, one, that's what I'm saying.
I mean
– it's changed for him.
They've all the standard has already been lowered, fortunately for him, this year. They've been so underwhelming that now, Rob, I think people would feel like they had a good year. And this is with Giannis healthy. That they had a good year if they got to the conference championship. I mean, because And
considering where they're coming from.
Right. But we shouldn't let that change our commentary.
I agree. Because to me, it's been a failure in Milwaukee.
Absolutely.
A failure.
Absolutely.
Nothing we could have imagined. Oh, you know, he was a great soldier in Portland and he stayed and all this. And now, no, I want out. I want a chance to win. Okay. Everybody, Chris, and their uncle praised it. Oh, my God. Giannis got Damian Lillard. Look at blah, blah, blah. Look at what they should be in the mix, and they could win championships and blah, blah, blah. And this year's been a disaster.
It really has. And Dame, as great as he is, he's a Hall of Famer. We know he made top 75. He has, you know, benefited from being out there in Portland where expectations were tiny. And if he, you know, he put up his 30 points a night, and got them to the playoffs, and everybody was satisfied. Well, now
those days are over.
Right. Now it's like you see what Steph's been living with and what, you know, some of the other players in the championship mix have been living with that pressure. Now, you know, they can come back next year and try it, but so far it's definitely been a big buzz. I'm going to throw one other name at you. Yeah, I'll just give you a few others.
Okay.
SGA, obviously.
Same thing.
Paul George. Luka. James Harden. Now, Harden's an interesting run. Jimmy Butler. If they were to advance, because they're saying he's going to be out several weeks. So, theoretically, if they somehow upset Boston, which obviously we don't expect, and he was able to come back for the second round, and maybe they won a championship. Again, this is kind of a pipe dream, but so maybe we should, you know. But my answer, Rob, is Joel Embiid.
Okay.
Because looking at his health, who knows how many more opportunities he's going to get. Now, this summer, the Sixers have a lot of money. Assuming they go out early, if I'm Daryl Morey, I'm chasing LeBron James. And I don't think LeBron would go there, but I'm saying I'm chasing him. And then I'm chasing my second guy is Paul George. And then if I can't get one of those guys, I'm looking at some type of trades or something I can get. But I think if Embiid were to win it this year, Rob, he is a tremendous player. His only problem is he just can't stay healthy. That's it. And it may, he's huge, Rob. It might just be he's so big, not just tall, but he's like big. But he just hasn't been able to stay healthy. It's kind of like Kawhi Leonard at this point, you know? So if he could get a ring, right, like you look at his game, and I used to be very critical of him for not going inside. And I still want, he plays inside some, not as much as I'd like, but I do have to just say this. His jumper has just gotten better and better and better. And his mid-range jumper is so silky. It's one of the best we've ever seen. And it's so good that I can't, you know, be that critical anymore because it's like, dude is amazing in the mid-range. So if he could get a ring, Rob, to kind of cap this great regular season career that he's had, I think that would be huge for him. I'd say he's the one. Now, I get it if Harden...
Even if Harden wins
answer.
It, Chris, I like he wins it, but he would have to be the reason why.
Absolutely.
Okay?
He'd
have to play phenomenal for people to really like say, wow, Harden made it happen. If he plays okay or plays good, but it's Paul George and Kawhi, he's not going to get the credit. Let's just be honest.
I agree.
They got four potential Hall of Famers, three.
Three for sure.
Right?
Paul George probably
is on the fence,
too.
Right? Yep. Yeah, I mean.
That fence is really low in the NBA, I got it.
Well, now, so. I mean.
Right now, it's like, who's not getting
I'll tell you, just
PJ
leave.
PJ Tucker?
Leave the back door open. Leave the back door open. Just come on in.
Right? All right, Rob, here's the next question. Which player with a ring? LeBron, Jokic, Kyrie, Kawhi, Kevin Durant. I didn't mention Devin Booker's one without a ring, but, you know, those are some of the guys that already have rings.
And even Devin Booker, Chris, I don't know. Like,
it would help him because he's, you know, he's fizzled in some fourth quarters.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, some seventh games, not fourth quarters.
And I was going to say, like, after the chance, when they were up 2-0 and didn't win,
yeah, they had
it don't feel the same to me for him. I don't know.
I mean,
you know what I mean?
Still
I'm
young,
not. I'm not. Don't get me.
Know?
I'm not saying he can't win or whatever. But at one after during that when they were up 2-0, it was Kobe talk. You remember that?
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
Kobe talk, Chris. That's what people were talking about with Devin Booker.
Nah, he's taking a little hit. He's still.
That's
a star,
all I'm saying. Yeah. Oh yeah, he's a star. He ain't. They ain't mentioning no Kobe lately. No, I haven't heard that.
My guy, Rob, with the ring, and I get your answer, maybe it's Jokic, because you say he climbs into the top 10. I would say Jokic obviously benefits hugely. LeBron, Rob, that really makes – I'm not saying it would make me put him over Jordan as the GOAT, but he definitely gets closer, and he's already, you know, fairly close. So that would be huge. But I'm going to go Kevin Durant because we know, you know, we respect his two rings. But, Rob, there's a lot out there that, you know, just feel like he got easy rings. We've even seen a Walt Frazier say there should be a mental asterisk there. And there is it's a legitimate question as to whether or not Kevin Durant would have a ring had he not gone to Golden State. And that team, even though he was great, it was super stacked already. If he got another ring, this is what we wanted to see in Brooklyn. This is what we wanted to see when he first went to Phoenix. That the doubters would be silenced forever, obviously.
Right.
And I think it would be huge for Kevin Durant.
I agree. I mean, he has, despite his winning and winning two MVPs in Golden State.
Yep.
Just to win somewhere else. We always talk about that, Chris. Like if you can go somewhere else and win, then people have to pay stock in you and say, yep, you're an X factor. I always say that about Bill Parcells. And Chris, he only won in one place. But the job he did in New England, right? He won with the Giants twice. But then he went to New yep. England, got to the Super Bowl. Chris, they lost.
Yep.
The Jets were 1-15 when he got there, got them to the AFC Championship game against Denver. In Denver, they lost. And then the Cowboys. Like everywhere he went, the teams got better.
Right.
And that's about Bill Parcells. And that's why I think with Kevin Durant, if he was able to go to Phoenix and actually win a championship – You could overlook Brooklyn and say that's not his
absolutely.
Fault. It was the injuries and then Kyrie yep. with the shot and he stepped on the line. You know what I mean? Like you yep. could make an yep. argument that he did as much as he could, and then the flip side would be, see, then he went to Phoenix and look what he was able to do.
Because Rob, he hasn't even been past the second round since he left Golden State, and it's like the caller was saying earlier, all championships are not created equal. So this would be one that you could not be critical of. And even though they do have the other two stars in Booker and Beal, there wouldn't be any of that talk, right? It wouldn't be that team is stacked. No, because, you know, kind of like LeBron and Miami, they failed. You know, LeBron failed that first year. That made everybody give him a whole lot of credit when they finally did win it in Miami. And it would be the same with Kevin Durant. So, yeah, I think he'd benefit incredibly from a championship, as would, you know, LeBron and Jokic and, you know, some of these. Kyrie, Rob. I think Kyrie's already a Hall of Famer, I think. But a second championship would be big for him, too. All right, let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox. What NBA player in these playoffs – who already has a ring would benefit the most from another one? And what player who doesn't have a ring would benefit the most from winning this first? Your thoughts next. Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. It's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. If you're tired of feeling alone in your job search, well, all you need is one connection to open yourself up to endless job opportunities. And that connection, of course, is Express Employment Professionals. Don't go it alone. Visit ExpressPros.com to find the location nearest you. That's ExpressPros.com with the first round of the NFL draft starting next Thursday. Our thanks to Express Pros for being the presenting sponsor of Fox Sports Radio's NFL draft coverage. Be sure not to miss NFL Draft Night live right here on Fox Sports Radio next Thursday, less than a week away, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft. You got the insider, Jay Glazer, the former Arizona Cardinals GM, Steve Keim, College Football Hall of Famer, LeVar Arrington, and Big Noon Kickoffs, Rob Stone. What a quartet. They will have pick-by-pick predictions and analysis for every first-round pick. That's next Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft, live right here on Fox Sports Radio. It's all presented by, of course, Express Pros. Your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox. What players will benefit the most from winning an NBA championship this year?
All right, Chris, let's kick it off with Rex. He's in Anchorage, Alaska. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Rex?
Hey, guys. Appreciate it. Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
I would say Luka and Kyrie would benefit the most, even though Bron is trying to chase MJ and Kobe, in my opinion. I can't imagine what Kobe would do with the roster that LeBron has. I feel like they would be a top-tier team as opposed to where they're at now, a play-in team. But
about Kobe's last 5 years, or are you talking about just in general?
Well, even within the last 5 years that he was there.
Well, they didn't make the playoffs those 5 years.
What he was able to do, right? He made a lot of the people, held them accountable. And I don't know if LeBron does that well. But you're saying
Luka, it's Luka and Kyrie.
I would say Luka and Kyrie. But we all know LeBron is chasing like the GOAT status.
Right.
That would definitely help him. Even though, like you had touched on it earlier, was the vaccine stuff. And it's like, you know, Kyrie's been dealt a different hand than a lot of the others, where he's
They
were both benefits. Both are good answers, particularly Luka.
Luka, no doubt, Chris.
Luka's a guy, Rob, that I think, and I think you do too, he is going to be an all-time great, and it's just a matter of will he get the championships to kind of validate that.
Right, you know? His style of play allow for another player, Chris, to help him win, right? Right.
And Kyrie's
had Kyrie's had a great year, so maybe this is it. Obi in Los Angeles, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Obi?
Good evening, guys. Always great to talk to you, and thank you for taking the call.
My man, thank you.
I would go with the Clippers crew of Westbrook and Harden, given the fact that they've gotten so much they've had such poor playoff performances that I think a championship then would probably validate their record.
Does it do that much? I get Harden if he's a star. Westbrook's coming off the bench. Now, he'll play a role, but him being a role player averaging, say, 12, 13 points off the bench, does that hugely change his legacy? I mean, he's already going to be a Hall of Famer and all that.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, you know, he doesn't – a lot of people just think of him as triple-double guy, exactly. So I think he needs the championship to really validate his career, as well as Harden, of course, because Harden – and even Paul George, because Paul George at the time, at one point, was thought of the LeBron beater, right, when he was with Indiana.
Well, some people think he's the GOAT. Brandon Miller said he's the GOAT, so, yeah. All right, Rob Westbrook, look, it'd be great for him. You couldn't say he couldn't win, but I think that would be kind of like Gary Payton's ring, which is good. He got a ring.
He got a ring.
Jason Kidd's ring.
Yeah, I agree. It wouldn't be like push him to the front of the line or anything.
Right.
Joel in Arizona, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Joel?
Hey, what's up? Thanks for taking the call, fellas.
Yes, sir. Yep.
So I got to go with Chris Paul and Jason Tatum.
Chris Paul?
Well, Chris Paul's
not even in the playoffs.
Yeah, he's out. Remember, they got knocked out in the play-in. Remember that? Chris Paul. Let's eliminate
True.
Him. True, he's out.
Yeah,
he had three shots, and 3 points. That did not happen.
I just still think he would have a lot to gain.
That would be amazing.
It would be right.
It'd be amazing if he got a ring, especially this year.
Right, it would be, Chris. Remember the old show? That's incredible. It would be on that show.
It'd be the greatest ring we've ever seen. Yeah. That's for sure.
All right, make your point for KD though, Joel.
You said for KD? So I think it would just put him in another echelon of, you know, the superstars if he wasn't winning another ring. Because a lot of people do discount his 2 rings with Golden State. So I think it would validate his career, not that he needs it.
It would definitely help it. There's no question about it. All right, we got Teddy Atlas around the corner, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, thank you, Steve. It's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest, Hall of Fame boxing trainer, host of the Fight with Teddy Atlas podcast. And the man I love hearing talk boxing more than anybody alive, the great Teddy Atlas. Teddy, welcome.
Teddy.
How you guys doing?
Doing
we
great.
We are great.
How are
we
you?
We are great.
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm with two good people. How could I not be doing good?
Man.
Good to hear,
even
man.
If one guy's from Queens, you know what I'm saying, Teddy?
You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong when Queens is in the house.
That's right. No doubt.
All right, there's a lot to talk to in the squared circle. So let's start with Ryan Garcia. He fights Devin Haney tomorrow, super lightweight fight. You've seen it all, Teddy, in boxing. When you see a guy behaving as Garcia is, he didn't make weight by 3 pounds. He's just had some bizarre comments and behavior.
Did you see the Mets wouldn't allow him to throw out the first pitch because they were mixing it up or something? They thought they were going to brawl at Citi Field. Did you see that as well, Teddy?
Yeah, I saw that, and then he did another video.
Ripping the Mets, yeah.
He
has been.
When you see that type of behavior from a fighter, especially going into a fight, what does it kind of tell you?
He shouldn't be in the ring. I'll tell you right now, a lot of people ain't going to like this, but it doesn't matter because it's what I believe. I've been in the business 50 years, and the New York State Athletic Commission better pray to God that something really, really bad doesn't happen tomorrow night. Because they will be out of business if it does. And I will help put them out of business. I will make sure that they're out of business. Because their number, what do we have a commission for? Really?
Right.
Taxpayers pay money to have a commission. What do we have it for? To make sure that the fighter's health is being protected, is being looked out for, that the fighter is, have, simply put, of sound body and mind when he gets in the ring. Now, it's dangerous enough. I'm the first one to admit how dangerous my business is. It's dangerous enough to get into that squared circle, much less to get in there when you're not right, physically, and most importantly, when you're not right mentally. And all the proof that you need is out there that he's not right. I mean, not for the last days and the last week, but for the last 6-7 weeks leading up to this fight, he has been putting stuff out there on his toes. I mean, one thing he put out there was that a cult kidnapped him, took him to the woods, and forced him to watch kids get raped. I mean, when you start putting stuff like that out there, really, you gotta have some kind of evaluation. If you're a commission, you have to say, wait a minute, we're going to evaluate you with our people, with the proper psychiatric people, to see whether or not this fight should be sanctioned. Now, I don't know if they've had anything. There's been little claims that, you know, that they approved him. How? Because his blood pressure was okay? Right. Because he had a pulse? Because he didn't have a fever? I mean, that is not the evaluation that is needed right now for this kid to be allowed to get into a ring with a really good fighter.
I agree.
Yeah, it just seemed like it's a mess. You're right. Hopefully it's not a bad scene here. Can you tell us about Devin Haney? And you know, if it's just a fight and there's no chicanery and nonsense, tell us what kind of fight we could expect.
You know, before that, let's erase this for a second, even though it's really hard, because, I mean, that press conference yesterday was perverse. Yeah. It was actually perverse. You know, and of course, I'm not going to go into what he said, but, I mean, it was stuff like that has never been. There's trash talking. That's in all sports. That's the history of sports. But never anything that degrading and that low as what he was saying about putting a body part into Haney's mouth. I mean, it's
crazy.
I mean, crazy, really crazy and disturbing. But let's get away from it for a minute and say that before this all came about and this fight was made, what would I see?
Yes.
I would see in Garcia a guy who's got more power than Haney, a guy who's probably got, I haven't seen the numbers, but probably has a longer reach, a longer wingspan, probably has a little bit quicker hands. He's the better puncher. Haney is the more solid fighter. Technically very solid, very buttoned up, and a guy who's fought the better fighters on the whole. You know, he has shown that he can step to the next level and he can win. So far, Garcia hasn't shown that.
Right.
Garcia's highest step was a high step. It was with Tank Davis, who's a hell of a fighter. He's in my top five pound-for-pound fighters in the world right now. But he stepped up, and he got knocked out. Not a disgrace, but showing that when he did take that step up, he came up short, very short. Now, Haney hasn't been in with Tank Davis, but he's been in with other world champions. He's been in there with better fighters than Garcia on the whole. He has been in there with a better resume of fighters, and he has shown that he can win at that level under those lights. And again, Garcia has not shown that so far. Also, Haney is he's a sharpshooter. He's a guy that likes to, at his best day, he wants to control range. He's a responsible defensive fighter. He's not a guy that's prone to taking risks. You know, he's not a guy who's going to light it up on the pay-per-view numbers by himself because, you know, he's not the guy who's going to be the stick-and-destroy missile who's going to put the barn on fire. But he's going to be a guy who is going to fight a smart fight, maybe a chess match. He's going to be on the outside. He's going to look for you to make mistakes, look to counter. If you lay in front of him, he's going to get off very intelligent combinations, very accurate combinations, does everything straight lines. The fight probably before all of this craziness was going to start as a chess match where you got Garcia on the outside with the long reach, the jab, very important, his jab. His best weapon is his counter left hook. Not just his left hook, his counter left hook, where he'll make you make a mistake, make you reach a little bit, and hit you with a blind shot, with a real good, fast, short counter left hook. He's very explosive with that punch. So I would have seen him looking to set that up, using his jab to keep Haney from controlling space the way Haney likes to control space. I would have seen Haney looking to get angles. He uses his legs pretty well, looking to get angles to set up his combinations on the outside to try to also goad in, get Garcia, you know, to get a little careless and come in. Again, a chess match. Maybe not the most exciting fight. Now, forget about it. All bets off. Now, if you ask me, what do you see, Teddy? I don't know what I see. I mean, I see chaos. I see craziness. Right. But I see the possibility of Garcia going kamikaze.
Right.
Where he's not in shape. He's 3 pounds over.
Right.
His muscle tone is not right. He's not. We know he's not mentally right, but he's not physically right. So when you're not physically right, a lot of times you go and take chances to try to get it over with. So I can see that. I can see him being uncharacteristically more aggressive, and I can see Haney looking at catch him with those mistakes.
Right. Hey, yep. Teddy, I want to switch gears here. And I think the last time we had you on, we talked about the Mike Tyson and Jake Paul.
I don't know if we did.
Oh, I don't know if we did. But
let's talk about that.
Okay, I want to talk about that because it's scheduled for July 20th, and at first we thought there was going to be a fight, and then they came back and said it's not an official fight. No, it's an exhibition. They said it's not.
But all of Paul's fights have been – like, that's what I want to know. Is it a real fight, or are they going to be trying to knock each other out?
That's what I'm saying, Teddy. This sounds like it took the steam off of it, and he's not going to try to hurt Mike Tyson. They just want to rob people of money.
Or vice versa.
Listen, guys, you don't need me to confirm to two very smart people talking to me on this phone that this is a money grab.
Yes, thank you, Teddy. Thank you. It is.
Roy Jones, Mike Tyson all over
this
again.
This is ridiculous. And you know what I said, Teddy? That Mike Tyson shouldn't let Jake Paul make money off of his legacy. I find this to be terrible.
I understand because you're looking at it from a purist point of view, that this guy was a great fighter, that this guy was the Well, he might have been the last guy to consolidate all the heavyweight belts, actually. I'm not sure of that, but it's been a long time. We got Usyk and Fury in Saudi Arabia coming up May 18th, yep, where that's going to consolidate and make it one baddest man on the planet, one heavyweight champ, which is the way it should be in boxing. But maybe the last guy that really did it that I can think of might have been Tyson. But whatever it was, I mean, this is a kid who was, you know, 19, 20 years old on the cover of Sports Illustrated, Kid Dynamite.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, this is a guy that just captured the imagination of people. You know, how it wasn't a matter of whether or not he was going to win; it was how destructive.
Right. How quickly would it be over? Right.
Yeah, yeah. You better go and get your popcorn and all that stuff. You better get your drinks. You know, you better get your seat. You better sit down. You know, and when you're sitting down, you better be looking at the ring.
That's right.
You know? Right.
and you know, all of that. He brought all of that, and he's the youngest heavyweight champion ever. You know, all of that. Maybe the greatest combination of speed and power, and power on both sides. You know, he was like Mickey Mantle. He could hit from either side of the plate, you know. I mean, we had guys like Ernie Shavers could knock the walls down, you know, and a lot of great punches. But for him, he could punch with either hand with speed, with quickness. I mean, Joe Louis was, for me, my favorite. He could punch with either hand. But in this era, to see that combination at that size, he was just explosive. And he, you know, like Ali before him and other ones, I won't put him with Ali because nobody's with Ali. But, you know, he reinvigorated the sport, you know, because, again, you knew you were going to get a knockout for the most part. You knew you were going to get excitement. So now I understand how you're feeling. One thing I'd say about Paul, he didn't lie to no one. He went out there. He had a vision. He said, okay, I'm going to learn the most I can about this sport. He did. He got a trainer. He worked for a few years. He picked his spots. Those were real fights, but there were real fights where he picked his spots. But look, we have fighters that pick their spots. Canelo picks his spots. You know, I know he's a real fighter. I get it. And Mayweather, he's a real fighter. Yep. Great fighter, Floyd Mayweather. Did. I love Mayweather. One of the greatest defensive fighters of our time. And he mixed it with offense much more than some of the guys do today that are good defensive fighters. And he was a great promoter. But he went one thing. He did the same thing, but obviously he did it in a more calculated way. He didn't have to, you know, have the amount of fights that these other fighters have had. He picked his spots with UFC fighters that weren't great strikers. They were older. They were past. But still, there was still an amount of danger when he got in there because it was still real. Here's the thing about this one, and I gave him respect for that because he had the American way, the American dream. He had a vision. He went out there, you know, he had his followers, his 20 million followers from you know, YouTube, whatever, and he goes out there and he takes it to a different arena and he goes out there and he makes money and he makes it work for him. And now, for the first time with that scenario, I wonder if it's a WWE deal. I do. I have to say that because I give him his credit. I wanted to make sure I give him the credit I did. Tyson, of course, one of the great fighters. We already know that. But now this one, it just feels like it was preordained.
We only got about 30 seconds. If it's a real fight, how do you see it going if it's a real
now,
fight?
Okay, now I'm going to blow you away with the last 30 seconds. If it's a real fight, Tyson knocks him out one round.
Okay.
All right. Okay. The power doesn't go.
There's a possibility. Look, I'm giving credit to Paul. He has learned the sport the best that he can in a short amount of time, and he's respected the sport, and he went out there, and he's done what he had to do. But Tyson's been fighting since he's 12 years old. Right. I know. I was there.
Right. Thank you. Right.
12 years right. old. And you got a guy who was 12. Who was
we
got
to run, Teddy. We
yes.
My producer's, you know, all mean? In my ear.
Yes. Thank
great
you.
Great stuff as always, Teddy.
All right. Take care,
thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep. All right. More iCup. We'll keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's shop talk.
Super quick verse.
This is a very quick shop talk.
Yes.
And we're cheating because we're talking about
something. You know what? You can't even get a haircut, Chris. You got to just get a shape up.
That's right.
Just a shape up.
Just a shape up. Now, in light of Teddy Atlas's incredible performance in this last segment, big fight this weekend, Haney Garcia. Here's the question, guys. If you're going to go watch the fight or a Super Bowl event or something like that, where it's definitely a viewing party, is it okay to show up empty-handedly? Rob Parker.
To show up at
a fight party or Super Bowl party?
Nah, you got to bring something. You got to bring some beer, some nachos, some chips, a poo-poo platter. You got to bring something, Chris. You can't come empty-handed.
I kind of feel like it may depend on, like, are guys married? Are there married couples? Like, I don't know if I would, in my early 20s, if somebody invited me over to the Super Bowl, I don't know that I would have been like, oh, what can I bring?
Oh, I always
just because usually my wife is like, we got to bring something.
Well, wouldn't your wife want to bring Chris like a bottle of wine?
Yeah, if I'm married, if my wife would. Yeah, but I'm saying me as a single dude at 22, I probably would not that I would have been trying to get over. I just don't know that my first thought would have been, what can I bring? It's just like when you get a card from somebody and you got to mail them back a return card, you know? That's my wife telling me, oh, I got to mail back a card? I wish they hadn't sent me a card so I wouldn't have to mail
look
back.
Look at you, Chris. Or at least bring a bundt cake or something, right?
I mean, look, again, nowadays, yeah, I'm 50-something years old. I know
close
better.
To 60.
But I'm just talking about a bunch of young boys. They, like you said, Rod, they might bring some beer.
Beer or a bag
chips,
of chips or something. No, I'm not talking about
I have a lot of Super Bowl parties, and generally people ask us, what can we bring?
Right.
But it's usually couples, people are.
Rob G, I know you're bringing food.
You know what, Rob, is I totally agree with you 1,000% that everything you're saying is accurate. And then the more I thought about this, I've been to several viewing parties or barbecues with my brother, like at his house, and I've never brought anything.
Why?
And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm that guy. Like, I'm that guy just showing up, getting all your beverages, all whatever food you ate.
To me,
picking the prime seating in front of the TV, and I didn't bring anything. And I'm like, I'm that guy.
But here's the bad part, too. I'll bring what I want. Like, if I go to a party, most people don't have diet soda, so I'm gonna have to make sure I bring a six pack of diet if I'm drinking that.
Diet Coke.
Yes, I'll have to bring that.
That's weak.
What?
Hey, if I'm having a party, I don't want somebody bringing diet soda.
That's what
Why
I want.
Why don't you just bring a bowl of spinach? I mean, come on. I mean, seriously, like
Alex,
like what? We got chicken wings, pizza,
I want
hamburgers. You know,
Chris,
soda, and you bring in diet? Come on,
Chris,
man.
Do you remember Rob Parker's the guy that went to visit somebody for a barbecue and he requested certain type of beef cuts and all
that
stuff?
That's right. I wanted the kind of hot dogs I wanted.
Just for himself and the whole party.
He asked me what kind of hot dogs do I eat. I was like, can you
Rob's bringing arugula to the party. I mean, come on,
it's amazing.
Man.
You know what's funny, though?
Alex, I'm the type this. You go out. Don't you have to bring something? You can't eat everything.
Well, for myself? Oh, I eat whatever's there.
That's why you had meat a couple years.
Right. That's why you killed those ribs.
That's right.
I mean, I killed more than just a couple
ribs. You're still
feeling
those ribs.
But I'll say this. When I go to a party, I'm bringing
myself. He didn't have
as
many ribs as Alex had at that party.
No,
I mean,
it's too much. But, you know. I bring myself. I'm the entertainment. You're happy I'm there. I don't need to bring anything.
Oh, wow. Wow. So Alex is like, no.
Trust. People tell me all the time, don't bring anything. We just want you.
But usually it's my wife saying, we got to bring some wine or something.
Yeah, like a bottle of wine, Chris. You can't go wrong with that.
But, you know.
If Chris walks in with a bottle of wine, it might maybe be a good bottle of wine. I
know what?
I've seen you on TV. This wine better not be from Rite Aid. It better be something real fancy.
You better go out and buy something that's aged more than 3 days.
We got an hour left. Y'all know what to do. Lock it!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Everyone in our country has a voice. It's something that says not just where you come from, but who you are. Welcome to NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of podcasts and a celebration of the hosts in journalism who've always spoken truth to power. Our voices are as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as the Black experience, and stories should never be about us without us. Find NPR Black Stories, Black Truths on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.